When you're moving around Center City, there's really only two ways that you can see the William Penn statue atop City Hall, from Broad Street or the Benjamin Franklin Parkway. But from one of these vantage points, it appears that you can see Penn's penis. So let's talk about it. One of the biggest questions in Philly public art folklore, what exactly are we meant to be seeing when we peer up at the William Penn statue? Hi, I'm Conrad Benner, and this is Our Space, where we talk to Philadelphians about the spaces we share. Okay, imagine yourself on either side of Broad Street in Center City and look up at City Hall. From this angle, it's clear that William Penn is standing straight up with his left arm slightly lifted, almost like it's in the middle of being raised to complete a handshake. Now move over to the Benjamin Franklin Parkway and walk really anywhere between Love Park and 20th Street and look up at the Penn statue. It's not too hard to notice.
Have you ever noticed that before?
I haven't, if I'm being honest. Like, you know, living in Philadelphia, like any other native person to their cities or, you know, spaces, you kind of don't pick up on the details. You're just going to and fro, paying attention to whatever you're doing. But I have, like, taken notice that City Hall itself is kind of like this phallic-shaped building. And really, a lot of buildings and architecture kind of looks like that.
That's artist and musician Amir Richardson, a lifelong Philadelphian like myself. We also asked Marissa Velasquez-Rivas, a Philly-based graphic designer and street artist.
I've always found this to be an interesting topic for sure, especially because I learned about the statue and like the artists right when I moved to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I just remember, obviously, the first thing is like, yeah, you can kind of see like this, you know, you can see it in some angles.
Jennifer Hansel hosts guided tours of Philly for free tours by foot. Based on her tours, she estimates that about 70% of the people notice Penn's member immediately.
Well, at least my experience on my tours. Like, I remember I had an all-girl trip before COVID started, like a girls' trip, and they saw it before I said anything, and that made their day.
Back when I was in high school, we would take the train into Center City and just walk around. And I remember very distinctly walking around the parkway one of those afternoons, and all of my friends and I were just joking about Penn's penis. It was so clear to us what it looked like at the time, and I think we just assumed that it was done on purpose. Art is weird, right? But was it done on purpose? Let's hear again from our tour guide, Jennifer Hensel.
Let's just step back and really kind of analyze that statue. First off, it's 37 feet tall. It is still to this day the tallest statue on top of a building in the world. It is 27 tons of hollow bronze cast. This was the largest bronze cast statue in the world when it was made in the 1890s. It was completed 1892. Hang on to that one. It was erected on top of City Hall 1894. It was in the courtyard on display for like 2 years. And it was done by Taconi Ironworks. This was local through and through. So the legend, I think, is more, yeah, it's about, you know, William Penn's pen. But it's also about the working class man getting a little bit of revenge on the big corporation, if you think of it, on big government. And I think that's the most Philly thing of it.
Quick pause here for context. Calder, the artist who created the statue of William Penn, claimed bitterly that the statue was incorrectly installed facing northeast instead of south. Quote, throwing its features into perpetual shadow. Calder wanted the statue to face south so that it would be lit by the sun during most of the day. The decision to face it to the northeast was made by the Public Buildings Commission. Calder disagreed with that decision and let his frustrations be known very publicly.
So I think that's why the legend seems plausible and has lasted. But when you break down the timeline, it falls apart. It falls apart, one, because let's mechanically be realistic. This is the largest bronze cast sculpture ever. Moving, positioning, like he would have had to design the original of this in plaster years ahead. Like he gets hired in 1886, years ahead. The engineering of the arm, like he couldn't have moved the arm further out so it didn't make it look accidentally like a physical body part. Because the weight of the bronze would have ripped the arm off. He couldn't have the arm closer to the body because at the angle you're viewing it, it would look like an odd lump or would not be dynamic. And as a well-trained sculptor, who, by the way, he went to Paffa, it would not have worked. Then next, the Benjamin Franklin Parkway is really the only place you get this view.
Preliminary proposals for the Benjamin Franklin Parkway weren't produced until 1906, more than a decade after the William Penn statue was erected in 1894. Construction then only began on the parkway in 1917.
I love this legend. I love that we're in a city that has this legend. I love that it's even plausible. But when you do research and you do the timeline and you look at all the kind of circumstantial evidence, it's not true.
Artist Marissa Velasquez-Rivas, who we heard from earlier, replaced Penn with a statue of a woman of color atop City Hall in an illustration she did in 2018. Here's what she had to say about the significance of that process.
Knowing how crucial Penn was to the creation of Philadelphia and how iconic that 37 feet tall statue is, I wanted to replace it with someone you may easily find walking down your street. An indistinguishable character that at the same time is recognizable and relatable to so many people. I also wanted to include the message "you belong" somewhere on her, because if there is something that Penn would want to promote right now in our sanctuary city, it would be that.